very special guest in our studios this morning. No strangers to the airwaves, even though it's been a little while since these two have been in our studios. Here to talk about a fundraising event that's coming up on May 23rd. Daniil and Bartul Yalkuni are in our studios this morning. Daniil, how you been?
I've been good.
Good to see you.
Yes, good to see you as well. Thank you for having us.
You bet. Bartu is here as well, man. How you been?
Been really good. Thank you for having us this morning.
Yeah, I don't know if I ran into you a couple of weeks ago, but I ran into Bartu.
Definitely Bartu.
At Walmart, yes, exactly. Doing a little shopping, stuff like that. And you were here to kind of talk about this African Night fundraiser coming up here a couple of would be next Tuesday, I guess, yes. Already. Wow, May 23rd is going to be here at the Keystone. Talk about this a little bit.
So we just wanted to have an opportunity for people in the community to be able to come hear about our ministry that we started in West Africa. We have a school of 385 kids between the ages of 4-year-old preschool to 4th grade. And this is an opportunity for you to be able to try African food. We're doing grilled garlic parsley chicken and peanut sauce with rice. It's an authentic recipe from Burkina Faso. And so we're going to just to be able to come and try food and hear what we're doing. We're selling some stuff as well to help raise funds. And it's just a free will donation to come in and do this.
It's terrific. Terrific. Again, at the Keystone right upstairs is our
I think it's, lower, down, it's down below.
Lower level.
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Lower level downstairs. 402 Norris Avenue. Tickets. Do you need tickets for this?
Nope. It is just coming. Just come on in.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's terrific. You bet. Bartu, I know you're excited. Yeah, he brought the guitar this morning.
Exactly. Yep.
If you know this guy loves his music, does a great job. You're gonna sing for me a little bit this morning, aren't you?
Yeah. We are going to sing for you this morning.
All right.
And the song that we're going to sing is a song saying like thanking Jesus for everything He has done for us,
mm-hmm.
And at the same time we kind of think about like how God has been doing in our life, even like time that is difficult in our time in Burkina, but even through that we have seen His hands protecting us, and also this time is an opportunity for us to like tell everybody thank you. You know, like from the beginning of our mission, we came here before, and really we want to tell everybody from Mekuk thank you. We have like a lot of churches that support us and people, and we really want to tell them thank you so much for supporting us. And this school that we're having in Burkina, it's a big blessing that we can see like the impact that we can do there. Like we have like a lot of kids that are open to come to school and learn, and we're really thankful to be able to do that.
Yes. I know over the years you've been here and you had your African box drum. Have you ever been here with the guitar before?
I can't remember. I think we just did the drum last time.
So it's going to be a first for us to hear on the guitar. Exactly. There's not an instrument you can't play. I have a
very
feeling.
Much guitar and drums is his big thing. Yeah, yeah.
Definitely. I keep learning different stuff.
Yeah,
yeah, very good. So you'll be playing a lot of tunes and singing a lot once again at this event too.
Yeah,
aren't
we will
you?
Be singing as well and just mm-hmm. speaking about what we do.
Awesome
as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can we hear a little bit of about what you're going to be doing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Everything you have done for us, we cannot keep silent.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Everything you've done for us, we cannot keep silent.
Barka, 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 Zezu. Yanson man bunin kotondo. Ton katen sindi norye.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus, everything you've done for us, we cannot keep silent.
Barka, 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 Zezu, Yamson man bunin kotondo, ton katen sindi norye.
We cannot keep silent.
Ton katen sindi norye.
We cannot keep silent.
Ton katen sindi norye.
Oh, we love you, Lord.
Ton nonga yamba su soba.
And we pray.
Don't tell I am you.
Yes, we love you, Lord.
Don't know I am a Zusova.
And we praise your name.
Don't tell I am you.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, everything you've done for us. We cannot keep silent. Oh.
Yaman kitoning ya, don katens in did nori. Yaman nong it on we, don katens in did nori. Yaman good it on ya, don katens in did nori. Wena. Don katens in did nori. Barka o barka, barka o zezi, yam son man bum ni kotondo, ton kates in did nori.
Thank you, oh, thank you, oh Jesus, everything you've done for us, we cannot keep silent.
Wow. Was that good, Miranda, or what? Holy smokes. Coming to a stadium near you, Tenille and Bartu. You need to take this thing on the road. Wow. That's incredible.
Thank you so much.
Wow. You guys have been singing ever since you probably met and got married. You've been singing together, haven't you?
Yep. That's our friendship started through music.
Awesome.
Because he did not know a lot of English and I didn't know a lot of French.
Yeah.
And so our music was what our friendship started that way.
You've learned his language a lot more, I take it?
Yep. I've learned a lot of Moray because all of Bartos' family and everybody in the village would speak Moray. Mm-hmm. And then had to learn French as well because that's what they teach in the schools. And that would be like our teachers and government officials, anybody that you're doing paperwork with, anything like that, you would have to learn French as well. So our kids have learned Moray very well, especially our two oldest are fluent in Moray. So they speak to all their cousins and their grandpa and all their aunts and uncles and everything. So that's really special. Mm-hmm.
And Bartu, your English has come along a lot over the years, hasn't it?
Yep, and thank you. I keep from speaking and reading, and that is how I keep improving. And yep, it is. I still learning new things in the English language.
Yeah. Yep.
And you can sing and you can sing them both, right? That last song had a little bit of both in it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Hey, at this, we don't want to give everything away for the what's happening the 23rd, but you've started a ministry 5 years ago and includes a grade school of 385 students. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yes.
It's a lot of kids.
Oh, lot of little kids, preschool and grade school. Yeah, they are just, it seems like a lot, but we have quite a bit of land, and so it doesn't seem like as much when they're running around. But when you have them in one place, definitely. When we do chapel, it's really full.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
All right. Yeah. We were talking beforehand. I think you touched on it earlier. Some tough times going on right now over in Bartos country, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's been a really difficult year for Burkina Faso. And so we just see a lot of hope happening right now. They have a new leader for the country. And so that's just given us a lot of hope that we can continue to serve in Burkina and help the people. And we're seeing hope for the people to be able to have more of their country back from just attacks and different things like that that have been happening. And so it's just good to see things getting better instead of worse.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, sometimes it is people will be wondering, like, why Africa been attacked so much? And well, it is like more of resourceful war, like
a resource, natural resources.
War. Mm-hmm. And it not because of Al Qaeda want people to be Muslim, because people that attacking Burkina, it doesn't make sense because like we have a lot of like around 75% of population are Muslim, but these Muslim are Muslim that Christmas we will invite them, they will come eat with us.
Yeah, they're peaceful, we're friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then people get to know like exactly the attack is not from the Muslim, it's exactly from people that don't have any love for people. They don't exactly talk about God, but it's not what is inside. So we know now like the war is like a resourceful war, and now we have a leader that work for the population, and now we thank God so much, like our prayer been answering, and we know like it will take a little while, but we're going to get the country back.
Are you able to keep in touch while you've been here in the States? Have you been able to keep in touch with your family?
Yes.
Okay.
I can call them through Skype, and people that use like a Facebook and WhatsApp, I can still like talk to them and know how they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And we always asking like how things are going. And right now the village is pretty safe, and things January, still these activities are when like it's getting better from
our area,
and now it's getting better, but in different places, better day. But
it's where still we difficult. Are
still, yeah. still fine. Yeah,
I'm sure you're missing your family. It's true. You can watch. You can talk to them and FaceTime, but it's not the same.
Yeah, that's true. And we miss them a lot because like these are people that we've been investing a lot in them for like this last 5 years, and it's difficult to leave that. And you know, like you have your family, your friend, the kids that we're working with, and the teachers that we have hired. It was really tough this situation, and we had to let it all in God's hands, and we actually seeing God doing miracles. Yeah.
And of course, on the flip side, I know mom's glad to have you around and the grandkids.
Mostly the kids.
Yeah.
I think I know. They're excited to see the kids. They grow up so fast.
You've got four kids, right?
Yeah, we have four little girls.
And what age is now?
Okay, so almost 7, 5, almost 4, and almost 2.
Wow.
Yeah.
You realize with all those women in the household, Barto, you're never going to get in the bathroom.
I know.
The bathrooms, unless you have multiple bathrooms, never. Good luck with that, huh?
Okay, I'm kind of thinking about that too.
He longs for a boy just to, you know, one day maybe.
I'm already out of numbers. I don't think I'm going to catch that up.
Yeah, you're not going to catch it up.
No. Well, you could if you wanted to, but they're four great girls, aren't they?
Yeah. They're blessings, huge blessings to our
Super.
Life.
Super.
They enjoyed the traveling and love Burkina, and they love here too. It's just good to see them in both places and both cultures. They're getting to be a part of my culture and also Barto's, and being part of both of our families and languages too. Mm-hmm. That they get to be a part of both.
Once again, next Tuesday, May 23rd, 6 day of the Keystone, enjoying African cuisines. As you mentioned, great food.
Yeah, peanut sauce is a really famous sauce in especially our area in Burkina. It's a natural peanut butter. It's not sweet. And then you cook it with like tomatoes and onions and cabbage, and you serve it with rice. And it's really good. And then we're doing chicken that's covered in garlic and parsley.
Yum.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
And then we also have like salad and different things. And they do a special salad dressing, and I'm going to do that as well. So,
and it's a free will offering too.
Yes, it is. And so that'll be just a huge blessing. You're going to be helping our school and just helping our ministry grow as well. And like Barto said before, just thanking people in the community for helping us do what we do. Mm-hmm. It is a lot of churches and people in this community and surrounding areas that have helped us get this far.
Also, it says, I see at the bottom here, African keychains and spices will be available to buy.
Yes. As well.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Spices? I mean, that.
Really spicy.
Really?
Really spicy.
Got a kick to it, huh?
It's the red chilies that are pounded. And they also mix in peanut to make it a little cooler.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Not as hot.
But it's
spicy.
Delicious, but
definitely.
It's, yeah.
Definitely.
Can you handle a spice, Barto?
Not a lot.
The older I get, the less I can do it. My younger years, I could do it. But oh, boy, the older I get, it's kind of tough.
But it's really good, like with rice or meat and different things. People use it on rubs like for their meat.
You mix it in a little bit, and it maybe not
as. Cheese a little bit.
Exactly right.
Definitely.
Thank you for coming by.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You bet. More to this, again, coming up again that night on Tuesday, starts at 6 o'clock, Keystone. More music. More about what you're doing, right?
Yeah, exactly. Definitely.
All right. Thanks again, Teal.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Barto, always good to see you, man.
Thank you so much for having us. Thank you.